Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, March 24th. Welcome back, friends. If you listened yesterday, you heard we're doing something a little different this week. In the 2.5 months since China reported the first death from the coronavirus, the world's been transforming, so we're taking a look back at some previous episodes just to get a sense of how dramatically the pandemic has changed our lives and the way businesses are operating in such an incredibly short time. The virus is devastating some industries, and it's giving new opportunities to others, particularly in healthcare, like the following story about how CVS and Walgreens began delivering prescriptions to your door. Now, that's clearly an idea whose time has come in spades. And an update earlier this month with many people confined to their homes, both companies announced they're waiving their home delivery fees. PillPack, which Amazon acquired since this story first ran, has no delivery fee. So now, if you're healthy, you can avoid visiting a potentially risky pharmacy. And if you or your loved ones are sick, you can get your medicine without exposing others. Just tell them to leave it on the porch. Let's listen back to this story about the rivalry between CVS and Walgreens. This one ran first on December 20th, 2018. As consumers, we've grown increasingly accustomed to instant gratification. We want our stuff delivered to us fast, whether that's pizza, our dog food, or now our medicines. In more and more industries, it seems, the winner won't necessarily be the one who has the higher quality product. No. This race will go to the swiftest. Mail order prescriptions have been around for a long time, but they haven't always been fast. Now the big pharmacies promise they will be. Walgreens just announced next-day prescription delivery across the country, a battle cry against CVS, which announced a similar service in June. To get your pills to you in 24 hours, Walgreens is hooking up with FedEx. CVS partners with the U.S. Postal Service. Both Walgreens and rival CVS will charge a $4.99 delivery fee. There are some roadblocks, though. It's hard for pharmacies to deliver controlled substances, refrigerated meds, and some prescriptions covered by Medicare. Both companies are bracing for Amazon's entry into the prescription delivery market. The online retail giant announced in June that it will acquire online pharmacy PillPack for $1 billion. These new next-day delivery options are getting a whole lot of buzz. And that's ridiculous, or so says the head of the Community Pharmacists Trade Association. He told USA Today that independent drugstores have been delivering for years, and that 3/4 of them do it for free. So next time you get sick, you'll have a choice to make. Get your prescription from a huge chain or give your local drugstore a call. You may be surprised by your choices. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Do something real quick for us, would you? If you like our show, tell a friend about it. Send an email, make a phone call, carrier pigeon. We don't care. Thanks a bunch. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.